Okay, this is Perek Zayin in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon. Continuing the halachas that have to do with Muad and Tam. Halacha Aleph, Shor Shekashru Baila V'Mosra V'Nal Bifanav Kiroi V'Yatza V'Hizik. So let's say an ox is tied up, with a rope. It breaks loose, and it goes out, and and it causes damage. But the key thing is that it was tied up in an appropriate way. Im Tam Misham Chatzin Esek. So if it's Tam, you pay half. But if it's a muad, your pater ha im shamru pater. So it's only if you didn't guard it. But if you did guard it, your pater v'shamru huzeh, and this ox is considered to be guarded. So too, b'chenim hizik b'davar shehu muad lo mitchilaso. So too, let's say an animal that caused damage to something that it was defined as being muad from the beginning, from its birth, so to speak. Go and she'achol dvar marion lo o shabur ragol kederach ilucho. Like for instance, it ate things that it normally would eat. Or break things by walking that normally would, pater mil shalim, so then I'm pater from pain. Halacha be'ez, haya muad lekaren yomin, right? Ve'eno muad lekaren small. Let's say it was considered muad for its right horn, but not muad for its left horn. V'yatza acher shishamru kuroi, and let's say it would have got loose, even though after it was being guarded properly, v'nagach, be'ma karen yomin, be'ma karen small, and let's say it gored either, doesn't matter with which horn, Misham Chatzin Nezek, the owner is obligated to pay half Nezek. So let's say an animal hurts a person, whether it was with intent or not. So if it's Tom, you pay half Nezek, and if it's Muad, you pay the full. Now, these are the four other things that have to go, that go along with what's called Chova. When you hurt a person, you're Chayv and Nezek, as well as Sheves, which is pain. Boshes, which is the embarrassment. Sorry, what do you call it? Sheves is the is unemployment compensation. Boshes is embarrassment. Sa'ar is pain, and repoy are medical costs. Because these four things are only chayev for a when a person hurts another person. But if my animal hurts another person, so it's as if I injured something like someone's property, and therefore I'm only chayev and nezek. Therefore, if an ox causes someone else embarrassment on pater, but if he causes that embarrassment himself, and if the person does it, then he's chayiv. That's Rambam will explain later. Right? Let's say a person's ox injures his father or mother, or let's say it lights his neighbor's or his friend's pile of whatever wheat on Shabbos. You're chayiv in damages. But if he did it himself, he would actually be off the hook of paying back this stuff. Let's say a person brings his ox into a courtyard of somebody else without the person's intent, and then it gores the ox belonging to the guy who owns the chatzar, or nashul kalbo, or let's say what they call the owner's dog, or is bitten by the owner's dog, pater. But let's say if the ox that got in there gored something belonging to Baal Bayis. So if he's Tom, I have to pay half. If it's Muad, I pay the full amount. And it's no different as if the animal gored something else in a public domain. Let's say in the above situation, right, I bring my ox into my friend's courtyard without his permission. And what happens? The ox falls into a cistern. And it makes the waters bad. So if it made the waters bad immediately, so I'm obligated to pay the damages of the water. But the water goes bad only after a period of time, pater, shor, takala, kibor, because the ox is considered like a large rock or some type of obstruction inside the cistern. And the water is like vessels. And as we'll see later, you're never chayev in this type of monetary punishment in a situation where of cisterns and obstructions. And of course, if you brought it in with the rishus, with the permission of the owner of the shore, then it's pater. And if the owner of the house took upon himself to watch it, then he be chayev in any nezek caused by the shore, by the ox falling into the cistern. Halakha vav. One second. Let's say a person brings the ox into the chatzar of someone else without his permission, and it damages the actual owner of the courtyard, or it's damaged by the balabayas, the owner of the courtyard, or shechafer b'chatzar boro shichnim aros, or dug in the chatzar like cisterns and holes, etc. Baal shor chayv niskei chatzar. So the owner of the ox is obligated and the damage is caused to the chatzar. Ubal chatzar chayv niskei abor. But the owner of the chatzar is obligated, is liable for any of the pits that were dug. Sharei alav l'sasson, because it's up to him after these are dug to fill them up. Lach zayin hizik balabais is ashore. Let's say, again, in this case, the owner of the courtyard damages the ox. So if he did it unintentionally, he's pater. Because he could say to him, why'd you bring this in without my permission? I didn't know about this until I mistakenly did something to it. But if he did it, if he heard it purposely, why is he chayv nezek shalim? Because he has the ability to take the animal out of his rishus, of al haziko, but to damage it, ain lo rishus. He doesn't have the right to do that. So how exactly do we evaluate the damages? So let's say I break the vessel belonging to my friend who bane behemta, whether it's him or the animal. So we don't say to the person who damaged it, take this broken thing and pay its value to the owner. Rather, we determine, we evaluate the loss that was caused to the utensil through a breaking. So, and then you give him the difference, the reduction in value. So if the mazik's muad, then of course it's full. And if it's not, then if it's tam, you get half. Now let's say the, the value goes up. So then the shevach anavela, excuse me, pachas anavela al nizak. If it goes down in value, then it's on the damagee. Shevach anavela, chokin oso hanizak mazik. If it goes up in value, then it's split between the person who got damaged and the person who caused the damage. So what does this mean? Shor shava masayim. So let's say an ox is worth 200, right? Shenot chuhu, right? It gets gored, umes, and dies. Right? Nevela shava v'shas misa mea. And now the carcass is worth 100 at the time of death. V'shas hamada bedin. Now when it came time to value it, halachli paksa went down in value. V'ari shava shonim. Now it's only worth 80. Ain a mazak v'shan melamea. So the person who caused the damage only pays 100. Imayam muad if it was muad. If it was tam, he only has to pay 50 from the body of the ox itself. So that's how you would determine it, even though it went down in value. Let's say the value of this carcass increased, right? Now it went from 100 to 120. So now the person who caused the damage pays 90, right? If it's muad. And if it's tam, he pays, what do you call, 45. Shevach hames yechetzun. It's referring to the dividing the profits up. Lach yiralav shor shavim masayim. Let's say an ox that's called that's worth 200. Shenagach shor shavim masayim. That gore is an ox worth 200. Ve'chiso chamishim, and then it goes down in value to 50 because of the goring. V'shas hamada b'din ishbiach. But at the time of working it out, it goes up a nizak varehu shava arba meos, and now it's worth 400. V'ilulei anegicha shevchiso hayashava shmona meos. But if it weren't for the goring, then it went down, it would be worth 800. Bein shepitmo, bein sheshavach me'ilav, whether it was, what do you call it, whether it was because it got fatter or because of whatever natural increase in value. Ein enosam elo kishas nezek. You only pay him at the time of what it was worth at the time of the damage. Kachash machma samaka. Let's say the ox became very weak because of the injury that happened to it. B'shas hamada bedin, right? Very hafchas shavamea, right? And therefore the damages amounted to 100. Enosam elo kishas hamada bedin. In this situation, then you give him the amount of money at the time of evaluating the animal, at the time of din. Let's say the value of the ox that caused damage increased at the time of judgment. If it increased because of, what do you call it, that the owner made it fatter, then you only have to pay what it was worth at the time of the damage. But let's say it got it increased in value on its own. So that if the value increased because of natural purposes, meaning on its own, half of the damages are allowed to be collected at the time of the evaluation at din, at the trial. And finally, it's responsibility of the person who actually causes the damage to really go ahead and bring the, what do you call it, the actual carcass of the dead animal, right, to the person whose ox in this case was damaged. What does this mean? Ketzah, kagon, shenafla, sholabor. Let's say the ox fell into a cistern, v'meis, and died. Mala nevela minabor, so he has to take up the carcass from the cistern, v'nosel nizak, and he gives it to the owner. V'akrach shamanlo pachas nevela. And then after that point, you evaluate the loss. Shenamar, Kesef yasha levala v'meis yelo. Malame shu chayv l'hashav ezen avela. I'm obligated to return the carcass. V'zapacha shapachsa mina chay l'nizak. As well as the, what it called, the decrease in the value when it was alive to the owner. And of course, if it was a tam, I only have to pay half. That ends Perek Zayin, and we will continue with Perek Ches next time.